You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Welcome to episode 9 on the Nearly Pod.
That's spelled
NILIPod.com. I'm Nia, and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv, and I put the Lee into Nearly. And don't forget, you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes.
We're Star Wars fangirls, well, kind of. And we're already getting extremely excited about the new film, episode 7, The Force Awakens.
So exciting. It opens in just over a week on November 17th at cinemas around the world, and it's going to be a huge event. It will become one of the world's biggest movies so far, without a doubt.
So we thought that we'd dedicate this episode to Star Wars and have a space-themed special with a touch of Christmas thrown in. R2-D2, Liv.
C-3PO, Nia. Coming up on this episode, Christmas joke.
And it's Star Wars themed.
Some amazing interviews
with actual members of the Star Wars cast. Although, unfortunately, Ewok actor Warwick Davis wasn't about though, as he's still looking for his missing caravan. We're going to be playing these interviews for the next few weeks. This week we talked to Han Solo and Yoda.
Some more Brooklyn Beckham news.
Including a bit of friendly banter. Banter. Between Brooks and his dad David. Banter.
Our 8th Nia vs. Liv.
With something to do with Star Wars.
A Christmas movie countdown.
With some of our recommendations for the very best Christmas film to watch, old and new. This includes one of the best Christmas films that you will ever be likely to see, and I bet you've never heard of it. It's amazing.
Good news.
We talk about poor old pensioner Baker Mary Berry, who has flopped in America. And of course, there's some Star Wars stories.
But first, what's happened with you this week?
I heard that snail caviar has become a popular starter for Christmas meals, but it's £65 for a tiny jar.
Caviar is just like...
Snail caviar.
That's like, ew, it's like, eating snails is bad enough and it's gross.
No, snails are nice, I've eaten snails before, they're nice.
Ew.
No, not ew. They were really nice. Have you ever had snails?
No, don't ever plan to. It's just the thought of eating a bug, let alone touch, I can't even touch a snail without feeling sick. Let alone having it in my mouth and chewing on it. I saw that Peter Andre left Strictly Come Dancing. He was really good and then suddenly really bad.
Apparently, Anton Dubek was seen mouthing the word awful after his performance. His real name is Anthony Paul Beak. Anthony Paul Beak. I think he just tried to make himself sound really posh.
Anton Dubek.
No, his name is actually Anthony Paul Beak.
Well, Adele has released her album not too long ago, and it's one of the biggest selling UK albums ever, but apparently she has a bodyguard who's really, really good looking and just took the world by storm. Haven't seen him yet though. Gonna look him up later.
I read that Harrison Ford nearly turned down the role of Han Solo in Star Wars because he only got paid $1,000 a week. Back in the 1970s, that was probably really good money for an unknown actor. Bit greedy, even back then.
Dan and Phil advent calendars have been selling for £30 on eBay because they're out of stock in the Dan and Phil shop. Well, hit the thing. Well, we got one and they're really, really good.
Yeah, I think day one was Dan as a bauble.
Yes.
Day two was
Dan and Phil as
a Santa hat.
Yeah.
Day three was Dan and Phil as a Robin.
It was just Dan.
No, I got Dan as a Robin.
Yeah, it was Dan as a Robin. Like, because his face was like on the red bit of the Robin's like breast.
And day four was Gingerbread Phil.
Yes, and because what you have to do is you have to like take out the calendar bit, and then you have to put all the chocolates back in place because obviously where you've like, it's been like shipped and stuff.
It's because it's been shipped and everything.
And then the chocolates fall out.
Yeah, because they get, because, yeah. So I had to get my parents to do it because they didn't want to see anything. So yes. Then they put them back in the right ones.
And okay. Basically, when I did that, I like did it by myself. And then like, I accidentally saw day four.
Oh, day four.
Yeah, day four.
Gingerbread Phil.
Gingerbread Phil. And I was like, I just thought one of them. They're really funny. Not thinking that all of them would be like that. And I'm pretty sure they're all going to be photoshopped ones. I love it. I love it. Me and my brother, we open them together. And because Luke, my brother Luke, he loves the like looking at it. And every single time he just laughs and it's really funny.
What, does he laugh like you did when you were in year five reading your diary of a wimpy kid?
Oh my god, don't bring that up. Right, moving on!
So in year
no,
five...
No, Nia, please don't. I swear, no, please stop. Stop. Right.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Come on, we're going to do the thing now.
Oh, and this is amazing. Google... Oh, I'm going to sneeze. No, I'm not. This is amazing. Google boffins are so excited about the new Star Wars film that they've hidden a surprise search engine results page.
And all you have to do to activate this is to go to google.com, which we're going to do.
Reaches over to iPad.
Switches over to my iPad. All you have to do to activate this is go to google.com and type in this exact phrase. We're going to do it right now, so do it with us at home. Type in these exact words.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So that is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Right. Is that it?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, she's got like Google.
And it's, oh, that's hilarious.
And it's...
It's, you know how the Star Wars credits go up to the top? It's going, Google has an excellent Easter egg, Star Wars. It's like the Star Wars credits. That is the, wow, that's amazing.
That's amazing. And it's like all the searches. Oh my god, and now you can like move it and stuff. That's cool.
Oh, that's
bye
so
bye,
cool.
Google. Come back, come back.
Do, do.
Can you like touch?
Do, 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 do.
Right.
Do.
Wait.
Da, 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 da.
Yes. Okay. Oh. Christmas joke. And this joke is all about Emperor Darth Vader and his son Luke. My brother's called Luke. They are fighting with their lightsabers next to the Christmas tree.
Darth Vader starts to tease Luke and he says, Luke, Luke, I know what your sister... Princess Leia has got you for Christmas. That was amazing. Luke looks a bit confused and says, No, you don't. She didn't tell anyone what she got me. Darth Vader replied,
Yes, Luke, it's true. I know what she got you.
Luke starts to get annoyed and says, How do you know that then?
Simple, says Darth Vader. I felt your presence.
Get it? As in, felt your presence? I'm so funny.
Your AWESOME for awesome, awesome. Totally.
And now it's time for our weekly chocolate giveaway. This is a brilliant prize. It is a box of Star Wars chocolates where you can eat the heads of people like Darth Vader and his stormtroopers.
And we will give this to the first person who emails in with the special code word. What shall we save for this week? Ewok.
Yeah.
Ewok.
And don't forget to include your name and address. Thanking you. Last week we mentioned how Lidl's mince pies had recently been voted the country's second best after Harrods.
So we had a go at tasting them ourselves and got mince pies from Aldi, Asda, Lidl's, Marks and Spencer's, Morrison's, Sainsbury's and Tesco. Oh, and Mr Kipling's. But were they exceedingly good or exceedingly bad? It was most definitely one of those.
We've made a YouTube video for our Mammoth tasting session, so check it out on the videos page of neelypod.com. We're not going to tell you which supermarket won, but we did agree that Lidl's mince pies were most certainly yummy and not yucky.
When we were in Lidl's buying the mince pies, we couldn't believe who we bumped into. It wasn't Paul Hollywood. Some of the actual Star Wars cast. Apparently, they'd also heard about the fantastic mince pies in Lidl's, so they were stocking up, ready for Christmas.
So Nia whipped out her iPhone and we managed to interview a few of them. We did our best, but they weren't all very cooperative.
That was probably because it was Lidl's and not the co-op. Ba-dum-tsh.
Yes, very funny. Now here's the first clip of us talking to Han Solo. Excuse the background noise of the beeping checkouts and stuff. Oh look, isn't that R2-D2?
Yes, I'm Chewbacca.
But who's that over there? I think he's someone important. I kind of recognise him.
Excuse me, what's your name?
Han Solo.
And what do you do in Star Wars, Han Solo?
I'm Captain Millennium Falcon.
The what? What did you say?
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
No, sorry Han Solo, Liz never watched Star Wars.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, bye Han Solo, thanks for your time anyway. And then we bumped into Yoda, literally.
Well, he was so short that we didn't see him there looking at the cheese and onion Pringles.
Play the clip, Yoda, Nia.
Oh, look. There's that cute gremlin man with the big ears.
Do you mean Yoda? Quick, Nia, are you recording this on your iPhone?
Excuse me, Mr. Yoda.
Away with your weapon! I mean you no harm!
Don't worry, it's not a weapon. It's just Nia's iPhone.
I am wondering, why are you here?
We're doing the food shop, Yoda. We can't find the Lidl's mince pies, though. Do you know where they are, please, Shorty?
Help you again. Yes?
Thanks. They look so tasty.
Eat!
Yes. Eat. I can't wait.
Patience! Do. Or do not. There is no try.
They sold out of candy canes, though.
Most unfortunate. This is.
We've got to go now, Yoda. We've got homework to do.
I've got revision to learn as well, Mr. Green Man.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Okay, top tip there, Yoda. Thanks.
Merry Christmas. No, Christmas Merry have you, Yoda.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
So what's cooking, good luck in Brooklyn?
This week, Brooklyn's had to put up with lots of teasing from his fans thanks to his dishy dad, David Beckham.
Brooks posted another black and white selfie of himself on his Instagram account. He was sleeping in a big cozy looking Mexican style jumper. All was going well and he was getting thousands of likes. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the comments, David Beckham wrote, "That's my jumper."
And then the world literally went crazy with excitement. All because Brooklyn took a picture of himself wearing one of his dad's jumpers, and his dad found out and embarrassed him.
Brooklyn has earned himself a new nickname this week, Golden Boards, because of his incredible skateboarding skills. He's getting better and better with tricks and stunts, and there's some videos of Brooklyn skating on his Instagram account, including one in slow motion. Fancy.
Isn't that like a play on thing, because isn't his dad called Golden Balls, like, because of... Is that
Golden Balls?
Is that right? I don't know. And so he's like golden boards, and then his dad's like golden balls. Because like he does football.
I don't think so.
Good work, Brooklyn!
Brooklyn Beckham! News!
Well, we should also mention his lovely little sister Harper, as Victoria posted a picture of Harper this week dressed as a ballerina. It was a black and white photo, so she's obviously influenced by Brooklyn's style of photography, although he's started to post a few coloured photos at the moment. Shock horror!
And that's the end of this week's...
I just, like, sang that while looking up at my Brooklyn Beckham posters.
Oh. There's probably nothing better in the world than sitting in front of a warm fire on a cold winter's evening watching a Christmas film.
But which one do you choose? There are so many now, and so many different ways to watch them.
So we've done a huge amount of research this week, asking all of our friends and family what their favourite Christmas films are, and we have managed to complete a list of 10 amazing movies. This is dead serious, so no mucking about with this one.
And I bet you've never even heard of number one film, and it's incredible.
So at number 10, it's A Miracle on 34th Street.
There are two versions of this film, but we prefer the one with Richard Attenborough off of Jurassic Park. Basically, the real Kris Kringle becomes Santa Claus from Macy's department store in New York.
At number 9, it's Arthur Christmas.
This is a lovely animation that came out in 2011. It's about Santa's clumsy son who helps the elves get the presents ready in the computerised Christmas command centre.
At number 8, ooh, I love this one, it's Elf with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, this is a brilliant family film. Buddy the Elf grows up in North Pole, but when he finds out that he's not actually an elf at all, he heads to New York City with hilarious consequences.
AKA eating chewing gum off the side of a thing.
Yeah, and like putting awesome. Sprinkles in spaghetti.
Yeah.
I love that. And syrup. He just puts syrup on everything.
It's really good. I love Elf. Like, that's my favourite Christmas
yeah,
film.
Yeah, I love Elf. We should watch Elf at some point.
Yes. At number 7, Hugh Grant stars in Love Actually.
Yeah. Along with a whole host of other stars, including Liam Neeson, Alan Rickman, Keira Knightley, Emma Thompson, and lovely Colin Firth, not to mention Rowan Atkinson and Bill Nighy. This is a really funny film with some touching moments, but is a 15 certificate because it's a bit sweary.
Just outside the top 5, at number 6, is the classic A Muppet Christmas Carol.
The Muppets get together with Michael Caine to retell the Charles Dickens classic for young children. If you're a bit older, you might like Jim Carrey's CGI animation film that came out a few years ago.
So we're in the top 5 now, and at our number 5, it's The Santa Claus.
This one stars Tim Allen, who accidentally kills Santa in a comedy way and ends up becoming the next Santa Claus. And if you love this movie as much as we do, then you can also watch the sequels called The Mrs. Claus and The Escape Clause with Nasty Jack Frost. Nasty. Did I just say nasty? I meant nasty. Whoops.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Not, you posh. Nasty.
Yeah, nasty.
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 Whatever. It's getting exciting now. At number 4, we've got It's a Wonderful Life.
This is a classic black and white fantasy movie that's all about a man who wants to kill himself. That is, until Clarence the Angel pops down from heaven and saves him.
Oh. So, what do you think is at number 3? Well, it's
Nativity! This British comedy is just brilliant. It stars Martin Freeman, a useless primary school teacher who has to put on the school's annual nativity play. Mr. Poppy is one of my favourite characters in this. And then again, there are two sequels. Nativity 2, Danger in the Manger, and Nativity 3. Dude, where's my donkey?
I don't like any of the... I like the first one. The first one's the best one.
Yeah.
The other two are, like,
seen,
not
I
as
haven't
good.
Seen Nativity 3 yet. I need to see it.
Oh,
is
it's
it
really bad?
I saw Nativity 2, where they had to, like...
But yeah. Nativity 1, like, the first
Nativity
one...
Nativity 1, oh my god, that's, like, one of my... Like,
that's one
Elf
of
and Nativity are, like, my favourite
yes.
Christmas films.
We have them on DVD, and every year, my auntie comes up, and we watch Elf, and then, on Christmas Eve, I go into my bedroom, and I have, like, Nativity on, and it's just amazing, and it's always... I love it. It's
if you could hear that wind outside, that's something like Gail Damien or something. Just blowing everyone away. Yeah, it's really windy and apparently it's called Gale Damien or something like that. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't
like Gale
wind.
Damien! Yay!
Woo! We're going to put this list on oh wait, we haven't...
No.
Number 2 now, get ready for it. So, it's...
Home Alone! When a very cute and young Macaulay Culkin is accidentally left at home over Christmas and has to protect the house against burglars. This one was so successful that it inspired the recent James Bond film Skyfall, possibly. And yet again, there were some sequels. Home Alone 2 is lovely, but 3 and 4 get progressively worse.
Yeah, it's always the original first one, which is always the best of, like, sequels.
Yeah, oh, and I'm worried about, like, Finding Dory.
Oh, but... But I think I might like that. And,
yeah,
and
we
the
need
Incredibles
to go see
2.
That.
And The Incredibles 2. I hope that's as good as the first
we
one.
We need to go see them.
Yes, we do. So at the top spot, our number one best ever Christmas film, it's
Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. If you've never seen this one, you must look out for it because it is just so incredible and completely gripping. It is described as a horror fantasy film and is set in Norway. Santa Claus does not seem to like naughty children and neither do his elves. That's all we're saying.
Sounds like that episode of Futurama where Santa Claus is just evil and he goes around killing naughty people. And literally, the lobster, I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name, but he was the only good one and he got a pogo stick. And it was like, oh. But yeah. I used to love Futurama, but it stopped and it's ended now and I cry because that was like my favourite TV show.
What is Gail Damien doing?
He's blowing leaves away.
Damien, stop it.
Why do they give like storms names?
I don't know.
That's only
but Gail Damien, everyone.
We're going to put this list on our website along with some others, including some mushy films made by Hallmark with the wonderful Candace Cameron Bure. So look out for them. And next week, we'll be counting down some alternative Christmas movies that are just a bit different.
Just googled it and it's not Gail Damien, it's Gail Desmond.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gail Desmond. I didn't mean to call you Damien. I know your
name.
Isn't
Damien from Mean Girls?
Yeah. And Damien's also meant to be Satan's son.
Oh. Okay. As we mentioned earlier, Mary Berry's new bake-off show in America has flopped. Perhaps she's missing Paul Hollywood and Grumpy Lady C is out of the jungle, but was she ever a celebrity in the first place?
No, I don't think she was.
No.
Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, is to give away most of his $30 billion fortune following the birth of his daughter Max. Oh. And DIY superstore B&Q unveils a new design of Christmas tree where half of it is fake and the other side is real, to stop arguments apparently. Ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, I want one of those trees.
It looks rubbish.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, and breaking news now. Simon Cowell was burgled last night, big time. They took some pretty valuable stuff.
Oh.
Oh, poor Simon Cowell.
I feel so sorry for him.
Your kneecap.
Yes, I do, but it's... Alright, okay, let me stretch a bit.
Little bit stretching.
Talking about the new Star Wars film, Harrison Ford said that he has thought his character Han Solo should actually have been killed off in Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. He has now admitted that he is glad Han Solo is still very much alive. Maybe that's because he's earning millions from starring in the new Star Wars film, The Force Awakens. It's estimated that this epic movie will gross almost $2 billion in the box office when it opens soon.
Jeremy Clarkson off of Top Gear has always loved spaceships and now he got involved with Amazon's proposed Amazon Prime Air service, where a drone robot helicopter thing will deliver your package to your door within hours. The drone is shown bringing Jezza a new football after his bulldog Stuart, chews up his old one. Services could start as soon as next year, although we think it will take much longer. Watch this space.
It looks like families are getting fed up with cooking Christmas dinner these days, and staggering numbers are now choosing to eat this meal at a restaurant on December 25th. Reservations are up almost by 50% this year, but it's just so expensive, with some charging over £50 per person. What do you think, Nia? Eat in or eat out?
Eat in.
Yes.
Eat in, like, no, eat at home. Just eat at home. Just cook it yourself. It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not like, it's not Christmassy if you don't eat it.
If you don't make your own.
Yeah, and plus it tastes 10 times better than some.
Eat your mum's sprouts, not horrible processed sprouts from a restaurant. I'm now imagining McDonald's Christmas dinners.
Oh god, that would probably just be like all mushy and ew.
The new Star Wars posters have been released and they have a real retro vibe with plain white letters against a space sky background. Less is certainly more. The excitement is building. Nearly 40 years after the very first Star Wars film, it's amazing that the original cast is still alive and reuniting once more. Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. The new characters will include Kylo Ren, Mr. Merciless and Captain Phasma, the Gun Girl.
In an attempt to make the next iPhone even thinner, Apple are talking about removing the headphone jack socket altogether. Instead, a new type of Apple headphone will simply use the charging slot. We don't know whether you'll have to buy yourself a whole new set of headphones though, or just an adapter thingy, but will the phone become too bendy to put in your pocket?
It will. I think, literally, do you not even remember what happened with the iPhone 6 Plus, Apple?
Yeah.
Are you stupid? It's literally just going to snap. Like, you'll drop it by accident, because everyone probably has dropped their phone at least once.
Yeah.
You'll probably drop the new iPhone, and it will literally probably split in two, because it's so thin.
Yeah, and also, like, what if you want to charge a phone at the same time as listening to music? How are you supposed to do that?
Oh, Apple, have you even thought of that?
Sometimes my phone goes down to like 1% and I'm like listening to music and I don't want to stop listening to music with my headphones in. So I charge my phone at the same time as listening to music. But then if I had the new iPhone, I wouldn't be able to do that because I'll have to play my music out loud. And what if my like brother's sleeping or something and I get told off because my brother's woken up because I'm playing my music out loud because I'm trying to charge my phone?
Yeah.
You even thought of this stuff, Apple?
Yeah, Apple. Listen to the Neely Pod and then you can get our ideas.
Yes.
Because our ideas are like the best ideas.
And plus, music is like my life.
Same.
And I like to use my phone a lot.
We just high-fived if you wondered what that means.
Well, I use the back of my hand.
Yeah. Back five.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. The wonderful Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 film is continuing to dominate the movies this week. It has beaten The Good Dinosaur and has managed to stay at the number one spot. Good work, J-Law, aka Katniss. So far, it has grossed over $500 million and counting.
And now it's the best bit. It's
and here's the new, even more dramatic jingle.
Nia versus Liv.
Welcome to Nia vs. Liv.
Woo!
Just to say, we don't know anything about this part.
Here are our instructions. They have been handed to us.
She threw it on me. Gotta go fast.
Oh my god, yes. Ready?
Yep.
As you've probably guessed already, this week's Nia vs. Liv is all about Star Wars. You'll be given some individual cards with the names of Star Wars characters and you'll have to decide whether or not they've been in any of the films or not. Oh no. So basically, this is the true or false, yes or no, no, real or not real game.
Real or not real? But hang on a minute. You didn't think it would be that simple, did you? You each have to decide whether or not these are real characters, but when you answer, you must only say Star Wars, like Star Wars, or Star Warsn't, like Star Wasn't. If you say true or false, you will not only miss that round, but you will get a point deducted. If you say yes or no as your answer, you will also miss that round and have a point deducted.
Right then, Nia, let's start the game. This sounds tricky.
Okay. Oh, I'm scared. Here we go.
To do that?
I'm not. Don't know if these are... Oh, okay. General Dodonna, a member of the Galactic Republic Army with a beard that made him look a bit like an evil Santa Claus.
Star Wars.
Star Warsn't.
Star Wars!
Ugh.
Yes, this one is true, but you most certainly wouldn't want to sit on his knee and read out your Christmas list.
General Sneakius, an underhand Kalish warlord who suffered from depression. Star Warsn't.
Star Warsn't. No, that's not true. You're thinking of General Grievous. He was created by George Lucas for the film Revenge of the Sith.
IP on you. A polite silver robot cousin of C-3PO who ended up being run over by Jabba the Hutt in his sail barge. Star Warsn't.
Because IP on you. Star Warsn't. No, there wasn't an IP on you in the Star Wars films.
Okay. Padme Amidala, the former Queen of Naboo, a much respected Republic senator who loved to wear fancy clothes, including tight leggings and crop tops to show off her belly button. Star Wars.
Yes, true. She was actually the wife of Anakin Skywalker,
yeah.
Who later became Darth Vader, as well as being the mother of the twins Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. Spoiler alert, oh, too late.
Greedo, a skilled bounty hunter with a green head, large eyes and plenty of attitude. He was an enemy of Han Solo and made an appearance in the Mod Eisley Cantina. Star Wars.
Yes, Greedo was a male Rodian, a species known for their courage. He was proper ugly as well, though.
Darth Nihilus, a nasty, nasty man who survived by the Malkor V battle and the Mandalorian Wars. Star Wars.
Yes, that is true. Darth Nihilus even joined in with the rebellion on the planet of Ordunaron. He's a busy Sith Lord, that one.
Mama Binks, the mother of Jar Jar Binks, a floppy-eared Gungan military officer who first made an appearance in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Star Warsn't.
We're not sure who Jar Jar Binks' mother is, but we know that he was one of the most annoying and hated movie characters in the world.
Ben Skywalker, the son of Luke Skywalker, who ended up being tortured by Darth Sidious and sent to prison.
Star Wars.
Oh.
Yes, that one is true. Ben Skywalker is the son of Luke and his wife, Mara Jade.
Oh. Count Dooku, an evil Sith Lord who was once a Jedi apprentice of Yoda.
Star Warsn't. Of course
that's
not.
Count Dooku. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hikaru Sulu, a brave character who was able to skillfully maneuver even the largest of spaceships, effortlessly taking them into warp drive. Star Warsn't.
No, he was from Star Trek, of course. He played George Teoki, you know, the man who went into I'm a Celebrity in the Jungle and became friends with Joe Swash singing the Rude Ollie 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 song about sitting in the grass.
Oh, I'd heard of him and I thought he was from Star Wars, but no.
No, he's not like a Star Wars character.
Yeah. So. Kit Fisto. Oh. A funny looking man with green tentacles on his head and a lovely smile.
Star Warsn't. Why are we creepy with these? Star Wars. Yes, that is true. Kit did have a lovely, lovely smile. And he was a Natulian Jedi Master as well.
Ooh. R2-D4, a small droid that looked a bit like a dirty dustbin on wheels with red stripes, which was often stolen or tampered with by other robots.
Star Wars. Yes, it is true. R2-D4 was the cousin of R2-D2, kind of.
Yay! Darth Zombulgon, a Sith Lord who lived around 1,000 years before the famous Rise of the Empire.
Star... Star Wars. Ha, yes. No, that one was false. But the Darth Bane who wore a nice black hoodie all the time, probably because he was bald.
Callister Ming, a sexy Jedi from the planet Chad from the Galactic Republic era. Star Wars.
True, she was a sneaky one though, because she had a member of a rogue sect of Jedis.
Bingo Banjo, a famous bounty hunter and Mandalorian who once destroyed a Death Watch tank. Star Wars.
No, that one was made up. You're probably thinking of Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading a book at the moment, and one of the characters went as Jar Jar. Wait, what was it?
Jar Jar Binks?
No.
Boba Fett?
Jango Fett?
Oh. Jason Solo, the son of Han Solo, who trained as a Jedi Knight and loved wildlife, especially cute and cuddly animals. Star Wars!
Yes, that is true. And Jacen was the daughter of Princess Leia, famous for being one of the founders of Rebel Alliance for having donuts in her hair.
Okay, well, who won? I don't know.
Who won, Nia's father?
Dad?
Yes.
Oh, it was a draw?
It was a draw.
Oh.
What did we do?
It's a draw.
Oh. It's just a draw. Well, we drew, so no one won. We both won. Well, we both won because we got a draw.
That's great, mate.
I rate 8 out of 8.
But that's good. At least we both won.
Yeah.
Hello. You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Whenever I think of George Lucas, I think of Matt Lucas from Little Britain. Lots more to come next week.
Woohoo! Because, you know.
Aww.
Yes, but we're planning to go ice skating later, aren't we, Nia?
Yeah, we're going to go ice skating in a minute.
And that's probably for a new YouTube video.
Yeah, we're going to film it so you guys can laugh at me when I fall on my butt.
I'm going to help you, don't worry.
Thank you. I'm going to wear loads of coats because it's winter. I need to get some gloves.
Yes.
You can see in the video if I'm wearing gloves.
Yes. Apparently Ellie Goulding is taking a break from Doggy Pointer after 2 years together.
Doggy! Oh, I love McFly. Doggy. Oh, what are you doing? She probably cheated on him. Ellie, who are you cheating on with him?
Why are you always cheating?
Why are you always cheating? Oh my God. Stop cheating. Okay. Caroline Flack says that she has chemistry with Ollie Mers. Oh, and although they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, their relationship is not totally platonic. Ooh!
Friends with
benefits. Oh. Peasant. Oh, I think that Caroline Flackers and Ollie Mers might go out. Ollie Mers.
Adele's Hello video on YouTube has almost got 6 million views.
600?
600 million views. Now, we've got a new one and it's nearly 100 views, and that's almost as good. It's our version of the Yee Dinosaur with Justin Bieber. Check it out on the videos page of our website because it's ridiculous. Here's a quick clip. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Is it too late now to say sorry? Is it too late now to say sorry?
Oh my gosh, I went onto the Gangnam Style video. I didn't watch it because it's just cringe. But I saw how many views it's got. Guess how many views it's got?
A million?
No.
Thousand?
No.
900 million?
No.
Billion?
No.
More?
2 billion views.
Oh my god. I don't know why I said 1 million. It's obviously got more than 1 million.
Yeah, obviously.
I meant like 100 million. That's what I meant.
Gangnam Style on YouTube has 2 billion views.
Oh my god, what are you doing, Sai?
Oh my god.
And next week we'll have another Star Wars interview, probably with Supreme Commander Darth Vader himself. He wasn't very nice when we interviewed him, and he got quite cross, leaving us a bit flustered and almost in tears.
He was definitely a bit up himself, but then I guess he does work for the evil Galactic Empire.
We certainly agree with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Mace Windu that he's a bit arrogant.
Oh my gosh, in RMP this week, we watched an animal testing video, and basically this the woman who did the animal testing, she was so ditzy, it was really funny. She was like, oh yeah, my pet rats. No, this is actually how her voice was. She was like, oh yeah, my pet rats. I don't like to hurt my pet rats because they won't hurt me. And we're like, well, you are hurting your rats. And then she puts them in this like little tank and it makes them like fall asleep. And then she wakes them up to then go kill them. I'm like, that's hurting your rats. You're sewing an ear on the back of your rats or whatever it was. And guess what she called the rat?
What?
So the man behind the car was like, oh, do you give your rats names? And she was like, yes, I give all my rats names. Because if I was being tested on in an animal testing lab, I would like to be called by my name, not by a number. And basically she called it Philip. So I was like, don't. No, this is what I literally shouted out in class. I went, don't call it Philip. And one of the people in the class went turned around and was like, you're trash. You are trash. Stop. Time for us to go now. We're off ice skating in a minute. Until next week, I hope you've enjoyed our 9th podcast.
And next week, it's a YouTuber special.
And here's our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Needy Pod.
We are sorry if we've offended you with this Star Wars special. We didn't mean to. We were just having fun. There are no terms and conditions that would be
ridiculous. May the Force be with you.
And that's at the end of our disclaimer for this week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, my legs.
That was
the Neely Pod. Happy listening.